USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration has said the goal was for 20 million people to be vaccinated by the end of the year. As of Monday morning, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention COVID data tracker reported just over 2 million people receiving their first dose. As far as where things stand moving forward, Admiral Brett Jaar telling MSNBC,
so by the end of this week, we will have distributed about 15.6 million doses to the states. That means through the FedEx and UPS trucks to the states. We announced this morning a distribution of another 4.2 plus million that will occur next week, so that by the end of next week, we'll be at about 19.9 million distributed.
A new Gallup poll finds that President Trump is the most admired man of 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders continuing his push for the Senate to pass a bill that will give Americans a $2,000 stimulus check.
Working families need help now. Not next year, but right now. The House did the right thing. I congratulate them. And now it is time for the Senate to step up to the plate and do what the working families of this country overwhelmingly want us to do.
As the violence continues in Portland, police are at wits' end.
Portland, Oregon police officials are asking the public to help break the cycle of violence where shootings and murders have jumped exponentially. At least 850 shootings have been reported in Portland as of December 24th. That's up more than 116%, with 393 shootings reported in all of 2019. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Colorado congressman is all for $2,000 stimulus checks under certain conditions.
The House passed a measure Monday to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has called on lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all House Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Congressman Ken Buck agrees. The Colorado Republican tells Newsmax TV that he would have supported the effort if it had reduced spending elsewhere in the bill.
They won't consider this at all. And I said that I would support this if they reduced or took away the pork and funded this $2,000 through the reduction of pork. They didn't do that. They just wanted more and more spending. And it's a typical Democrat strategy. I think what they're trying to do is appeal to voters in Georgia. I think it's very cynical and it's sad. We're at $30 trillion of debt right now. And to just throw money around like that is typical Pelosi, frankly.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
A federal appeals court blocked restrictions on the size of religious gatherings put in place by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in response to the pandemic. The Second Court of Appeals voted 3-0 to side with an Orthodox Jewish group as well as the Diocese of Brooklyn. The judge writing the restrictions strike at the very heart of the First Amendment. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.